Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Revisionist Report with Carolyn Yeager, Wednesday, August 3rd. Well, as I said yesterday, I have someone new to American audiences today, a man from Germany. And we have been having a little trouble with the Skype line, and now I'm hoping to get him on the phone. So while we're waiting on that, I will tell you that, there's a lot I want to talk to him about. Now, I got a message here. He's on the line. All right. Wonderful. He's here on the phone, I do believe. His name is, his blogging name is Schattenkönig, which means Shadow King in English. So even though I think I should call him Schattenkönig, I may not, but it's too hard for me all the way through the program. So I think I will call him Shadow King. I hope he doesn't mind. Now, you know, folks, I want you to understand that, you know, in Germany, because of the views that he holds and the things that he says, he feels much safer by using his, blogging name. And I think you can all understand that. And that right there tells you a whole lot about the situation, that we're in Germany. So, good morning, Shadow King. Are you there?
Hello, Carolyn. I'm there.
You sound wonderful. Very clear. Totally clear. All right. Well, let me see. We're going to ask you, we'd like you to tell us, about yourself as much as you want to, you know, as a German living in Germany, growing up, what you learned, how you changed your thinking, and you know, all of that. So I'm going to let you just go ahead.
Thank you, Carolyn.
All right.
I live in Germany since I was born, and I have realized that the Federal Republic of Germany was getting more and more unfree since the downfall of the Berlin Wall, and it's nothing better in other European countries. There was one event I remember from 2007. I went to Belgium in order to commemorate the victims of the tragedy of New York City, but there was the communist mayor of Brussels who had forbidden the demonstration which we had organized. And there were very heavy police forces out on the streets. They had armored cars on every corner, and there was some demonstrator who was holding up a crucifix and recitating verses from the Bible, and he was arrested for that.
Oh, he wasn't bothering anyone, though, right?
No, he was just standing there holding up his crucifix and reading verses from the Bible. And
now, what were the
they
grounds that they could
they
arrest
him? Away. And he was in jail several hours after this. And there were also people from Poland and people from the Czech Republic and from France who had brought their national flags, and they also were handcuffed for this.
My goodness. Well, we're taking our first break already, Shadow King. So we will be back. Hold on. We'll be back in 3 minutes. And hold on, listeners.
Okay.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am talking with Shadow King, or Schattenkönig, from Germany, and he was just telling us about an event in Belgium, and he's still talking about that. Shadow King, I want you to know that this next segment, we have about 11 minutes, so we have a pretty good space of time before we take our next break, okay? So why don't you just continue?
Okay, I told you about the person who was arrested for holding up a crucifix in Belgium. Mm-hmm. And as I returned home after this event, I was informed that there was another thing which happened on just that occasion. There were members of the European Parliament and of the National Belgian Parliament who were arrested and even heavily beaten up by the Belgian police on that situation. To get familiar with the situation in Belgium, you must know that this is a parted country. The north is Dutch-speaking, and the people are Flams. And the south is French-speaking, and it's Wallonian. And Brussels lies in the Flams part of Belgium. And there was a group which called themselves Vlaams Belang, and the people were of this group. And the communist mayor of Brussels had deliberately sent French-speaking Wallonian police troops in town. And he exploited the inner Belgian national conflict for his needs. Mm-hmm. So it was can be summed up as a situation completely unfree, which resembles the situation which we know about Belarus or Tehran. You know, our federal chancellor goes around in the world, goes to China and goes to countries and tells their governments that shall they shall become democratic and they shall allow more freedom. But I can tell our federal chancellor that the European Union is exactly as unfree as China. If it comes to demonstration against Islamization and for the national states to keep their national character, then we are the enemies and we get the full force of police and of public awareness. There are much more events which I know of and which I could report now, as the thing in Cologne 2008, the Anti-Islamisierung Congress. There was a rally organized by a group called Pro Köln, and there were just a few hundreds of demonstrators who had visited Köln, and the town leaders with the mayor on their front, they organized a counter demonstration. This counter demonstration consisted of 20,000 leftists and people we call Gutmenschen. This is students from the university, indoctrinated school classes and parishes under Marxist priests and such folks. And
why are they called Gutmenschen? That's good people, right? Are you saying they're very left-wing people?
Good people, and they think of themselves as always doing the right thing.
Okay. All right.
That's a real problem. They aren't completely unaware of what's really going on. They are following their leaders.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, let me interject a question right here that comes to me, and I think it might come to others. Why do these communists, who are known, they're members of really parties, political parties that are communists, are very far left, why do they get elected? Why do the people elect these types?
I think it is because they are perfectly in lying. They are presented by the media as totally normal partitioners in democracy. And of course, they do not tell what real objections they have.
Yeah, what real objectives?
That they are communists, that they are in one line with with the criminals that ruled Russia for 70 years.
Well, they don't. So you're saying that they don't actually say that they're communists. They just have some form of left wing, and that's presented as being much, much better than anything on the right.
Our media presents communists and all kinds of leftists as democratic forces. And mm-hmm. rightists and conservatives are more and more put out of the democratic consensus. So they are covered up by the media. They get attention, and our side does not get attention, and we do not take place in the TV. And interviews with people from our side are very seldom, and if they occur, then there's also harsh reactions by the leftists. The leftists do not tolerate rightist views in the newspapers or on TV.
That's right. They're very, very intolerant of anything other than their own.
Completely intolerant.
Yes.
They cried for tolerance. They cried for tolerance as long as they were themselves weak and not in power. And as they get in power, they immediately switch to being extremely intolerant to everything opposed to their views.
Well, what do you think is the objective of the European Union? I mean, you would, I suppose you would say, would you say it's communist inspired? And what is it trying to accomplish?
There are forces in the background which are not very good visible. And the same forces that They are the same forces now behind the European Union. That's what I think. And the European Union is some kind of a new version of the Soviet Union now erected over the nations of Western Europe.
Well, in that event, then everything, then what Stalin wanted to take over Europe, he has actually accomplished, or those following him have accomplished it. And what Hitler was fighting against, Hitler lost altogether because he was fighting against this very thing, the takeover of Europe by communism.
I'm not so sure if Stalin is really the bad guy as he's presented as. Stalin was a kind of counter-revolutionary in the Soviet Union. You know, there were the Leninists and the Trotskyists, and Stalin was the one who kicked them out of Russia. Many of them he sent to the Gulag, and there were also many who were killed then in the Stalinist era.
That's right.
Stalin was a little more folkish. He got this Hitler-Stalin accomplishment with Hitler, and then when they got finally to the war, Stalin calls the war propagandistically Großer Vaterländischer Krieg, a great patriotic war. So this is something which the founders of the Soviet Union, as Lenin or Trotsky, would not have liked. Those thoughts and those propaganda would have been despised by them as bourgeois. And the Trotskyists, who were kicked out by Stalin, they went to America. And in cooperation with other Soviet spies and agents in America, they helped founding the United Nations Organization, which plays a role for the world, which the European Union does play for Europe, but is not yet as mighty as the European Union is. That's my opinion.
You're saying the United Nations is not yet as mighty as the European Union, or am I misunderstanding you?
It doesn't seem as if it has yet raised to such power as the European Union has in Europe. I don't know how this looks from the American perspective.
Oh,
the
I
United
see,
Nations
yes.
is desperately wanting to get more power. And I think they are rising to power with time going by. Just wait and see.
All right, well, let's go back to the European Union. That was very interesting, and I can't disagree with you at all. I think, you know, you're really showing some good intelligence here. How would you call the European Union? Is it then part of a globalist scheme to that, you know, playing its part in Europe in order to bring about a total of this, what we call the New World Order?
Yes, I think so. It is part of a globally operating network, and its task is to keep the European nation states under control. There are similar organizations planned for.
All right, Shadow King, we have to go for our break now. We'll be back in 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carolyn Jaeger, and my guest is Schattenkönig, or Shadow King, from Germany. We're having a very interesting conversation here. I'm mostly listening. But we have about 6.5 minutes, or about 6 minutes now, for this segment. So, and then we'll have a much longer one. So, you were telling us now about the EU. Now, what would you say is then the long-term objective of the European Union? How seriously destructive is it?
There are other similar organizations which are erected in America, North American Union, which is about to rise. There is the organization linking Eastern Asia with Australia, and atop these organizations there is the globalist network consisting of organizations like the Roundtable, the Trilateral Commission, or the Bilderberg Group, and they are coordinating the organization to ever more adopt globalist views and destroying the national characters of the nation. There are programs that harass against national sentiment in every single European country, and this is going out from the European Union. And if you think of the European Union as something which is exclusively for European nations, then you are in an error. There are plans of getting the Turkey, which is a completely non-European nation, into the European Union. And this would destroy not the European Union, but it would destroy the European character of every single European country, because there are Turkish minorities in quite a lot of European nations, furthermore Germany, but also the Netherlands, Belgium, and if the Turkey is allowed into the European Union, then the Turkish government will get more and more control over European nation states such as Germany and Holland.
Yes, because the rule in the European Union is that when you are a member, then the people in your people can travel freely throughout Europe. They can go and live and work wherever they want, and so there's this free. There's no borders. There's no border control in the sense that we think of it in amongst the European Union
very
members,
fine,
right?
But it is a petty price for giving up your freedom and for losing your national character. I would gladly show my papers at the border when I wish to travel to France or to Denmark, when in turn Germany will stay a German country, and Denmark will stay a Danish country, and France may stay a French country with a French national character. But this is changing more and more rapidly. If you go to France and visit the banlieue, or if you go to Denmark and visit the greater towns there, then it is all the same. There are ghettos, there are quarters which are inhabited by non-Europeans. They are inhabited by blacks, they are inhabited by Asians, mostly Muslims, and there's absolutely nothing left of the European character these places once had, as far as the 60s, 70 years. It has changed so rapidly, it's just sickening.
Yes, and it changes fast, and people aren't aware. I know that many people that are from Europe, that lived and grew up in Europe and maybe are living in the U.S. now, you know, are even citizens or not citizens, but they have told me that, oh, well, it's such a hassle. It's so nice to be able to go to Europe and travel around and not have to have visas and show papers and so on and have border controls. As though that is worth having all this happen. You pointed that out. Another thing that they like is they say that they don't like, but they say that with all these power blocks with the U.S. Continent here and then with Asia, that Europe has to join together in order to be strong enough politically to be a political force in the world. You know, that's another thing that they sell. What would you say to that?
I would say that these are just lies. These are lies which are told in order to give the European Union a positive image among conservative-thinking Europeans. But the real objection which the European Union has and the real plan that follows are completely different and are never told to the public.
Yes, and what would you say those are?
Europe would in fact be a much more stronger power in the world if it was a connection of civilized national states which do not engage in wars against each other. If they would form some kind of pact which says we keep our national character,
All right.
And we do not engage in conflict against each other. But
yes. All right. We have to go for another break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back now for our long segment. I'm Carolyn Yeager, and I have with me Mr. Shadow King, or Schattenkönig from Germany. I would like you to tell us now, if you would, about your early life growing up in Germany. How much propaganda did you know? What were you taught? And you know, I think our listeners would be very interested in that. But before, let me say that callers, you can call in now if you have a question for Shadow King at 1-800-313-9443. Okay.
Well, in my very early growing up years, I don't remember so much the propaganda, because the things which were propaganda were, I only realized very much later that they were actually propaganda. When you're a young child, you believe simply everything your parents and your teachers tell you. That's just a fact. But when you get older, when you're on the on high school level, you get such a nasty feeling when you are manipulated, when your teachers are telling you lies, and when your whole class is indoctrinated. It feels very unusual, and it is not a very good feeling, but you have no argument which you can put against them.
What would happen if in high school a student questioned anything along the lines, particularly of German history and particularly World War II history and all of that, what would happen to that student?
Teachers like to establish a connection between the hot topics they want to teach and the general feeling which the pupils have. So first, there's one thing told, and second, there's some emotional tag put to it, which makes you feel bad if you think the topic which was told before could be wrong. They give you a feeling that if you're not just wrong, if you oppose to the so-called facts they teach you, but you are also some kind of bad person. This is the way how manipulation works. It doesn't work if it would just, it wouldn't work if it would just concern the fact or the mental mindset. To work, it must also concern the world of feeling. So this is some kind of propagandistic mechanism to switch off your cortex and make you run only by your amygdala, the thing in your brain which rules the world of feeling.
All right. That's really important, what you just said. And we need to remember that's why they don't debate. You know, in any of these areas, including Holocaust, which I get very involved in, they don't debate. They won't debate. They just want to start bringing up how they suffered, you know, all the people who died, this, that happened, and whose fault it was, and, you know, and just go on in this kind of thing. And that's why we need to deal in facts, and we need to keep bringing forth facts, even though we know that the other side will not respond to that. Would you agree with that?
I don't know. Although these sides seem to be very proper and very intelligent, mostly also, they don't seem to be eager for debating. They much more like it if opposition is just silent.
Exactly.
They come to schools, they come to Holocaust museums or things like that, and they are telling their stories, and they are extremely, extremely emotional, and nobody will dare to talk in opposition to them, because everyone is so much concerned about how bad it was in the concentration camps and all this stuff.
Well, I imagine you were taken to camps when you were in school. But first, let me say that when I was in Germany in 2009, I went to three camp memorials, and the two that were in Germany, you know, I saw, and also in Berlin at that horrible. Holocaust memorial thing they have, you know, built there in the center of the city.
It's ugly.
Yes, it is horrible. Just God. But I saw, you know, school groups, and you know, there were such beautiful kids, you know, and there you see all these light-haired kids, mostly they seem to be, and they got along with each other so well, and they were with their teacher, whatever. And then as soon as they got into the camp area, you know, and they were given the spiel, you know, they all got these proper looks on their faces, and nobody, you know, would, you don't know how many really, really believe it, but they all look like they believe it totally, because they're not going to show anything else. And that really struck me so much. I felt so bad for these kids. And, you know, of course, I wanted to say, I knew they would take me for a crazy lady, so I controlled myself. But you know what? Were you taken to one of the camps when you were in school? And what was your experience with that?
No, my class didn't go to any of the campsites, but in the region where I grew up, there are campsites in the surrounding, and one or two times we went there, and there were services there, and this is something which you have to treat very silent. I mean, it is deliberate when they are taking especially children to such sites, because as a child, you are fully accessible by your feelings, while your mind is not just grown up and hasn't just isn't just as wide as to be able to resist if manipulated.
Yeah, it can't think through, it can't be critical.
If they would take young grown-ups to such sites, they would have much more opposition. Therefore, they take children and school classes to such camps, and they prefer classes, because in class, there you have the group effect, that everyone wants not to be kicked out of a group, mm-hmm. and so rather is silent than to speak out that he is in doubt.
Yes. Well, are there no independent teachers? Are there any independent teachers? I know that Gunter, now I can't even think of his name, a good friend of mine, he was a teacher, but they kicked him out. And he was a secondary school teacher and a very good one, but they got rid of him because of his political views. But he didn't put them out in class, I don't think, but he was active politically, you know, outside of class in the NPD. So what, do all the teachers go along with it, and are probably maybe some doubt it, but they can't say anything in their job?
This is, I think, something which is gradually. Also, there are teachers who do not share the general line, but they are very sparse. But as it comes, the question of the Holocaust, then you will not find any teacher who is in opposition to the general line. There are some teachers who dare to be in opposition to socialism, but you won't find, not in Germany, any teacher who shares non-mainstream views in questions of the Holocaust. This is because it is forbidden by law in Germany mm-hmm. to utter any doubt. There is this paragraph 130 of our Strafgesetzbuch, which was sharpened and sharpened with time. And there are now four sentences in this paragraph, and they even make it unlawful to even speak out that you are in doubt of something they tell you. And you go to jail. You know this woman whose name is Sylvia Stolz.
Yes.
She's a lawyer. She once tried to get up a proof for the things which are claimed to have happened at Auschwitz. And because it was a public court session, she was then herself accused, and she was condemned to 3 years in prison.
Yes. Well, you know, even here in the United States, where we have freedom. Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was going to say that even here in the United States, where we have the First Amendment, freedom of speech, certainly no teacher in any school could ever speak about these issues either, any more than they can in Germany. They can't speak about the Holocaust any different than the line is, and they can't speak about World War II history. They can't speak about Germany's guilt. They can't do any of that without getting into serious, serious trouble, and probably, having to recant or lose their teaching ability. So,
quite interesting. in the United States, you have the Freedom of Speech Amendment, and also in America, you have so little teachers or people who dare to speak out their mind when they are in opposition of the mainstream. Is this a fact?
Yes, but you know, you can't, as teachers can't do it. Teachers can't do it. They get in trouble. Well, we have a caller.
What kind of trouble would they be in if they did?
Oh, they would be brought up to the school board, and if they were, they would probably be dismissed. You can't teach against the official line as a teacher in schools are all state schools, and this is enforced as far as education goes. Let's take this caller. We can go into this again later. Let's see. We have E.T. on the line, Shadow King, from New Mexico. Let's see what he wants to say. Hello, E.T.
Hello. My name is E.T. I'm what's left of a useless, eating, chlorinated, fluoridated, vaccinated, subjugated, indoctrinated, miseducated, mercury-poisoned, dumbed down, mind-controlled American slave unit.
Okay. Do you have a question for our guest?
I have a comment about truth and speaking the truth. A truth, quote, a truth's initial commotion is directly proportional to how deeply the lie was believed. It wasn't the world being round that agitated people, but that the world wasn't flat. When a well-packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous, and its speaker a raving lunatic, unquote. That was Dresden James. Contempt prior to complete investigation enslaves men to ignorance.
All right.
In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
All right. Thank you, E.T. Did you understand what he was saying, Shadow King?
He was making some general statements on truth, but I didn't get his question.
Yes, well, he was. He was just making some very good, he was quote reading some very good quotes, but I didn't know if he was clear enough for you to understand his English. Well, let's go on to one more caller we have here, and that is our friend Werner from New Brunswick. Hello, Werner.
Good morning.
Hello.
I just tuned in the last few minutes. And you mentioned about the persecution.
You always say that, Werner. You always tune into this program after it's, when it's almost over.
Well, I got so many pots on the fire, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you mentioned there about, your guest mentioned there over there in Germany, people being criminally prosecuted and put in jail for questioning the Holocaust, you know. And,
yes.
Then you mentioned about some teachers here in Canada. There were roughly about 35 or 36 years ago here in New Brunswick. There was one teacher, Malcolm Ross, and he wrote the book Web of Deceit, you know, where he tried to find out the truth about, and he questions many of the official versions, you know, and he was barred from teaching anymore. I had met Mr. Ross there about a year earlier, and I spoke to him right in his school class, you know. He was teaching, I think, grade two children, and I never seen a more well-behaved class of pupils than what I've seen in his class, you know.
Mm-hmm. But this was who? Who was this second person?
Malcolm Ross.
Oh, this is still Malcolm Ross. All right.
Yeah. And then there was another teacher out there, out west, in I think in the later 70s, Jim Keeksta. And he basically got hounded out of the teaching profession just the same, you know. So you might even have more freedom of speech on your side of the border than what they see in Canada. There's been immense pressure being put on anyone in any kind of an official position who doubted or disputed the
yes.
all of
them. Yeah, okay, so what do you say to that, Shadow King? These are, he's giving these examples, and this is true. I mean, you know, you cannot go against the official line in education here.
These are very interesting information. It seems to be that there is a much more rigid public control of what is spoken in the United States and more so in Canada. In Germany, there's hardly ever spoken about these topics because we have this paragraph 130, and every talk about such topics is immediately silenced because the speaker is accused and mostly taken to jail.
All right. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes for our conclusion. Stay with us.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit teravim.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for our final segment. We only have about 5 minutes, Shadow King. Well, let's see, wait for the music to stop. I would like to, I just want to make this comment that someone like me can talk and say what I want, you know, and on the internet, and I don't talk around too much in my community because nobody wants to hear anything about it. They would run away, you know. But you know, if I up to about 2004 or so, I was teaching in the public schools too for a short while. I did that, and I could not have said, oh, I could not have said anything like this. Good thing I didn't believe, you know about it at the time that much. So, but I would have had a hard time, but I didn't saw it, but I couldn't have spoken about it. Now, I want to ask you, Shadow King, if you can come back tomorrow, because, and so we can talk about some of the things that we've discussed. One is your article, an article that you've written, and also to talk about what kind of resistance is forming against this totalitarianism.
Yeah, maybe I will be on the program tomorrow.
Okay, that we look forward to that, because we really, see, like I said, we barely got made a dent in it. So what would you like to say for concluding remarks today? We've, you know, got a few minutes.
Yes, it was an interesting talk I had with you. I prepared for much other things which were not talked about today. But very interesting having the American situation talked about. Here in Germany, one is supposed to be silent on such topics.
Yes, well...
There's always some kind of church service-like events on which the mainstream position is laid out, and everyone has to seem to believe it, and if someone speaks out that he isn't out of such things, then he is immediately ruled out of the group he is in. He is separated from group. If not, he is accused and punished. And this is a very strong mechanism of ruling people out of the society which they are part of. Nobody wants to be kicked out of the society. And this is what happens to you if you admit that you are in doubt of the mainstream position.
Yes. Well, I'm sure you're familiar with the book 1984.
I didn't read it yet, but I know what it is about.
Well, how close to what is in that book do you think Europe is? But if you haven't read it, but
book,
you know what
I'm
it's saying.
I'm not able to say. But for someone who really believes and is not in doubt of the thing, life in Europe is still very comfortable. He will not miss anything. But as the living conditions turn worse with every year, it's maybe that Europe as a whole is on its way to the situation that
All right.
is pointed out in the book.
Thank you very much, Shadow King. I want to thank you for being on. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and I will be in touch. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening today, and do join us tomorrow. Goodbye for now.
Ever climbing.